Hello, and welcome to Gamer Premonitions Horizon Forbidden West. I'm your host, Dan Video Games, and with me is Bob.
I choose Brain.
From Gigaboots. Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
I choose not Brain.
And Dr. Agro from Dr. Agro.
Praise the sun, or we'll sell you into slavery.
I'm very excited. For those who have never joined us for Gamer Premonitions before, we gather our gamer psychics and tell you what's going to be in an upcoming game ahead of the release. But before we get into specific details of what are in this game, Mr. Feel, what is Horizon Forbidden West?
Horizon Forbidden West is a game about how much better the PS5 is than the PS4, which will become apparent when people show the two versions of the game side by side shortly after release.
I, too, am very excited for our live stream.
I'm excited for the Digital Foundry video.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah, no, that's going to be some good content. See, it's a shame there isn't an edition of Horizon that comes with both versions like there is with Gran Turismo 7. Well, on this show, Gamer Premonitions, we each take a turn telling a premonition. There are four of us, and we get four premonitions each, making 16 total. Let's get started. Starting us off will be Bob. Bob, tell us something that's going to happen in Horizon Forbidden West.
Okay, so we've seen Kirion Moss.
Mm-hmm. Kirion Moss, yeah.
In the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that she is the AI Aether who is supposed to clean the world while everyone, you know, was dead before they resurrected humanity.
Yeah, she's Aether is one of the two because she's the sky one.
Yeah, she's the sky one. Then there's Poseidon, I think, is the water one.
So do you think Poseidon's Keanu Reeves? Or
that would be great. That's not my premonition, but I'll take it.
Okay. I'll just tack that on like a blue ribbon.
But I'm going to say that the real threat is that she completely failed, and that's what the plague that's rotting the world now is. And that's why Hades is actually trying to end everything.
Oh, so you're going to say that there are heroes on both sides, and that maybe the machines are all right.
Yeah, I'm flipping the script.
That actually would be really cool. I hate to say that, but that sort of moral gray actually would be really delightful to be like, no, it wasn't about you, actually. Hephaestus was wrong. Cyan's theory about why Hephaestus did this is wrong. It's really just about this. Okay, well, that's an exciting first premonition. To follow that up, we're going to move to Dr. Agra's first premonition. Tell me something that's going to happen in Horizon Forbidden West.
Well, as Phil was describing this game as a huge leap forward in technology with the PS5, I feel like in Horizon Forbidden West, we are going to see the culmination of more than 7 years of the industry striving to perfect a technology. With the new focus on underwater environments will come the need for cutting-edge technology to govern the less threatening meat-based aquatic life in Horizon Forbidden West.
God.
We will finally see the final form of advanced fish AI.
Oh my God, it's happening.
Oh my God.
Finally, the culmination of all of video games is here in this fish AI.
How many years do we have to wait for Ghost 2 to get integrated in there?
It's automatically greenlit now that we finally cleared the last hurdle. This was all that was holding it back.
This is really impressive stuff. I'm very excited for all this fish AI. I hope it's such an amazing technical marvel that I spend an hour at least playing with fishes. Luckily, Aloy has the thing that lets her breathe underwater. So, you know, that's going to make it pretty good. Just hang out down there constantly. Do you think they're going to have advanced technology to make her wrinkle?
No!
Oh, God.
And it's dynamically affecting the cutscenes. I don't need to, like, load up YouTube and see the 4K Aloy's wrinkled feet compilation, okay?
Right.
Hey, guys, welcome back to my prune stream.
For some reason, it affects how she talks, too. So she's like, silence, this is enough.
What is she slowly going Innsmouth?
Oh man.
We have to take down that storm bird.
Oh man. Okay. I have a pretty strong first prediction here. I think since it doesn't necessarily tag into fish AI or the machines being right, it in fact covers a different vector of this game's release. It'll complement these well. Gentlemen, history itself will repeat with the release of this game. Guerrilla will have a technical showcase video come out around launch, showing how the PS5 facilitates the PS5's the PS5 version facilitates the PS5's ray tracing hardware to enhance the graphics through ambient occlusion ray tracing and other means. And Jason Schreier will make a post on how they invented it. They invented ray tracing. Ben Kuchera will erupt to defend his honor. I think this is going to be really exciting as Guerrilla has yet again invented a fundamental technology in 3D graphics.
Pretty cool.
Because they explained it to a game journalist.
I can't wait to be disappointed, but not surprised.
This is going to be a great moment in gaming. Sometimes you just you want to turn your brain off, and it's like a sitcom, you know?
You want to turn your brain off and do a journalism.
We now move to Mr. Feel for Mr. Feel's first premonition. Mr. Feel.
This is a premonition I'm not super confident in, but I choose to hope for a better world.
Okay.
My premonition is that Ted Faro will not be in this fucking game.
Ooh.
They will not do the thing I desperately am afraid they are going to do and say the thing that caused all these fuck-ups in the first place and all the AIs to break loose is somehow some digital version of Ted Faro projecting into the future. He's not interesting and he's dead. He's been dead for 1,000 years. Oh, I am praying God. And hoping that he will be dead.
Well,
I want to extend that to everything in the past, please. No more hologram.
Ideally, but the absolute last thing I want is for them to be like, yeah, this game's set 1,000 years in the future, but the villain is still a white tech valley dude.
Look, we need an arch for Aloy. Is Ted Faro not the perfect choice? Okay, well.
Like, I'm really scared it'll be this because we don't find out for sure how he dies. Because we don't get anything else after. It's like, oh, he destroyed the education
alphas.
System.
Yeah, he ruins the alphas, just wrecks them and destroys the,
Apollo.
Apollo, thank you.
Apollo, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but then we don't get anything else. Like, we don't be like, we don't even get, like, confirmation. Like, oh, he lived out the rest of his days in the bunker and died.
And we get a weird amount of closure on everyone else, which is worth noting. Like, Aloy goes and visits Elizabeth on her grave at her old house. And then every alpha was murdered. so we basically get closure for everyone but Ted Faro. So I can
and then
see
like a mysterious signal made all the AIs break, and I'm like, please no, please do not let it be this fucking guy.
But
he's not interesting. He sucks.
But at the same time, I'm all for a future where Ted Faro is referred to as literally in these exact words, a digital cyber demon.
I mean, yeah, he is shitty, boring wannabe Ted Stark. But I mean, because of that, the idea of hitting him in the face with a stick, like hitting the shitty robot he built to kind of project his face with a stick over and over, sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah, Agro's like a counterpoint. I want to boop his snoot.
But that was my premonition.
Okay.
Ted Faro will not be in this game. Better future can be had.
Okay, well, we move on to round two of the premonitions, and Dr. Agro is going to start us off. Dr. Agro?
You know, I really felt it was a positive experience when Phil expressed something that he wanted, so I think I'm going to follow suit. This one's for me. Horizon Forbidden West will contain like 70% more Oseram by volume.
Oh, okay.
More Oseram, more big mustaches, more baggy striped pants and sick ass hammers.
We're just going to have like a Killzone crew roll into this game, basically, is what you're telling me.
Like they're so like materially and culturally and visually distinct from any of the other groups we hang out with. They're so fucking like, how? Why are you guys the only people who are Vikings up there? Like what's going on? I want to know more. I want you to bring more sick ass hammers into this game. I want you to give Aloy a sick ass hammer. If you did all this work to improve the melee system and don't give a sick ass hammer to Aloy, then what was even the point?
True.
Yeah, no, that is true.
But yeah, I agree. Those guys, they're like the only normal humans. It's really weird. Everyone else has a weird, bizarro, we're tribe people who talk funny.
You know, right?
They're like, we worship the robot Sky Mother, and the Oseram are like, cool, do you sell beer?
It's kind of like the counterpoint to Days Gone, where in the future of that, bikers are still bikers. In the future of this, the bikers are the most normal people.
Oh my God. We need Aaron to get a Harley.
But it's a roadrunner.
I mean, I just need more good things to happen to Aaron, because Aaron is my favorite boy and I want to hug him.
That's understandable. I think he's a real strong character from the original for sure. Okay, well, that moves on to my second premonition. There's a lot of choices here. Okay, I'll go ahead and go with this one. As I said before, you know, Aloy really needs an arch in this game. And though we've introduced a number of characters through the trailers, it's none of them. Bast will be reanimated by the corruption, brought back to life, and he wants to kill Aloy because his strong xenophobia dictates that he hates her and blames her for everything, despite the Shadow Carja being his murderers. He will basically be a Majin Malfoy. It's going to be a hilarious and strong moment as his eyes glow red.
Okay, Dan, I need to know.
Yeah, sure.
Will he also be a Meninist?
There's so many perks of his personality we weren't, you know, fully informed of in the first game. There's so much backstory they can invent for Bast. I'm very excited to find out what Reddits he's been on.
I feel like if Bast comes back, he's going to bring professional skiing with him and try to kick all the snowboarders off the mountain.
Yeah, I think this opens a lot of storytelling opportunities, just like Bob's premonition. I would say it's definitely as smart as Bob's premonition. Very, very smart premonition of mine. And as I say this over and over, we will now move quickly to Mr. Feel. Mr. Feel, what is your second premonition?
My second premonition is fixing a problem that I had with the first game.
Mm. Mm.
Shopkeepers in this game will have names.
Ooh.
You won't just walk up to an NPC and it will be called shopkeeper or merchant. They will actually have names and kind of fit in to the settlement that they're a part of, and not just feel like you're talking to like a Monster Hunter NPC.
Okay, so
except those also have names by now.
So I have a follow-up question. Will their eyes work?
No, probably not.
Oh, damn.
I thought we were finally fixing it.
I thought we were finally fixing it too. My optimism dashed. The inhibitor chip gone.
How could they?
I think that would be a nice upgrade, because my biggest arch nemesis in the first game, a guy who gives me a trial to take over a Thunderjaw when I don't have that ability and I don't know which cauldron has it, you know, he should have had a name.
What am I going to scream to the clouds and curse?
Dude.
Man, it's weird, because the beginning of Horizon Zero Dawn introduces a merchant with a name. And then you introduce another one with a name who sells you gear.
Yeah.
And then they kind of vanish because they're in the motherland, and then no one else is important.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not an outcast anymore. You are above mingling with the servant classes.
Honestly.
You are a seeker.
I think that's a core part of the second game, that you're just above this. That's going to be a core emotional arc. Okay, well, with that premonition out of the way, we move to Feel. Wait, I said feel. Why did I say feel? I know it's Bob. I just said the wrong fucking thing. Hey, Bob, go ahead.
Okay, all right, let's see. Okay, we had a Genshin Impact crossover.
Okay. Yes,
never mind. Aloy showed up over there.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know why this. No more people don't see this coming. There's going to be a photorealistic Paimon in this game.
I will pass out. I will fucking have a stroke.
Bob, is this a living creature or?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she'll talk to you. She can't fly because she can't hear.
Oh, my God.
See, I thought you, Bob, was going to go with the much more plausible, she's like an AI on a screen.
Yeah, I was thinking that or like some plush or something, not photorealistic.
Or you get the tie-in DLC where she appears on your like altered reality display to say things to you.
Bob, I'm convinced if we get a photorealistic Paimon, we're just going to end up with that on our most hideous creatures list.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's no chance. Like, might as well lock that in as the winner.
Jesus. Okay, well, that brings us to round three of our premonitions, of which I get to start off. I'm gonna start with a positive thing. So you know, the story of Forbidden West is Aloy's traveling to the West Coast again. So going out there, she's gonna get some new mechanics, inspired by other games placed on the West Coast. There is going to be a San Andreas-like body-shaping mechanic in Horizon Forbidden West where you can go and work out and make her buff as hell. Or maybe you just eat a bunch of cheeseburgers. Who knows? You get to design your Aloy based on your activities. It's going to be hype as hell because there's going to be the most, like, you know, just like in the game San Andreas, you could just cap out her buffness. And then that leaves an opportunity, okay?
Okay.
For the next PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale to have Abby and her duke it out. And that's going to be the hypest shit in the world.
You are very strongly appealing to two very different groups of people right now.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just saying it's about broad market appeal.
Yeah, it is broad market appeal.
You just put out there, you put the tools in the hands of the players, and you let them see what they're going to do.
I need to see the Aloy version that looks like a Dora Hedora character.
But yeah, I think that'll be really interesting. I'm excited because every cutscene in this game, assuming every cutscene in this game is like the first one, it will be fully dynamic, right? So whatever Aloy looks like is what Aloy looks like. So I'm excited for my shredded as hell, wrinkly as hell Aloy to finally face down Silence.
It's amazing animation technology. Like, she gets full donut Drake and she actually has to tilt the bow 45 degrees.
She has to learn, you know, and adapt. And that's really what Aloy is. She's a survivor. I appreciate that if you cap out either direction, Silence will get a line where he goes, "Are you okay? Is everything?" You're just shredded. Like, what happened? I'm sorry I upset you. Don't rip me in half like a phone book.
You fight machines all day. Where are you getting all this protein?
This doesn't make sense. I'm a very smart person on the internet. actually, is how that line starts. Well, with that premonition out of the way, we now move to Mr. Feel. Mr. Feel, what is your third premonition?
So, Lance Reddick, Cylon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a boss fight with him where he fuses with Hades and it looks insane.
Ah.
Ooh.
He'll become like big mutant cyber Cylon.
Yes.
And it'd be like glowing with the red energy and everything.
Things get hacked and release weird tentacles, so it can happen.
Yeah, no, it can happen. He could basically become a Death Stranding style giant boss made of tentacles.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll be like, I installed this thing in my brain. It was a real good idea, and now I'm going to put Hades in it.
But then he'll realize the inhibitor chip is gone.
Oh, no.
That's actually a pretty strong contender. You know, I was torn. I'm like, is it Silence or Bast? I think Bast is really more plausible.
Yeah, Dan, you're right.
That's definitely what I said and thought in that moment. But yeah, no, Silence with glowing red eyes will be cool as hell. I'm very excited for it. Bob, what is your third premonition?
I think Artok from the Frozen Wilds will also join you in the Forbidden West. And he and Aaron will really hit it off and have a bromance moment where they bond over their dead sisters, because everyone in this game has a dead sister.
Oh, no. That's true. That is a thing that keeps increasing at alarming rates if you played the core game and the DLC. How many dead sisters do you think we're going to get in the next game?
I wrote down two.
I should have made this a lightning round. Dr. Agra, how many dead sisters do you think we're going to get in the next game?
Oh, I mean, like, two up front, and then, like, four more if you really pay attention to the environmental storytelling.
Oh, wow. Ooh, okay, yeah. Mr. Feel, how many dead sisters are we going to get in Horizon Forbidden West?
Three.
Yeah, I'm
we'll
also...
have three dead sisters.
I'm also going to say three dead sisters.
Okay, what do you think that any of them have the death sequence from the end of Dark Knight Rises?
Where they say their line and then go limp in the most unbelievably I'm dead, please believe me.
Yes.
I was just like, man, I'm trying to imagine this going any places that Dark Knight Rises went. We trapped all the Shadow Carja in the sewers for 6 months. Well, with the lightning round, impromptu lightning round out of the way, we now move on to Dr. Agra for his third premonition.
There's been a lot of talk over who the ultimate antagonist, the final villain, the arch nemesis of this game is going to be. I want you to know that I've heard all of these possibilities, and they're all fucking wrong.
Okay.
Because it turns out the actual final boss of this game... is Aloy's three clone sisters. You thought she was the only one that scientist made? Mm-mm. Every cauldron was pumping out Aloy's, and three other of them turned out to be viable, made it to a mature age, and are going to show up dressed in cool black with big 80s mall hair and be completely evil for some reason.
You know, aside from the 80s mall hair, I also had this premonition written down.
Yeah, I think we all had some version of this,
right?
Then.
Right?
Like Field did.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's like Metal Gear, right? The only thing that can rival an Aloy is another Aloy. I'm very excited to... is it going to be like the Rays by the end of it, where there are just dozens of Aloys rushing me?
Is it going to be like Baloy, Saloy, and Daloy?
No, they're each gonna have I don't know why I didn't write it down. That woman's name is escaping me.
Orion?
The scientist, Aloy's clone mother.
Oh, Elizabeth Sobeck.
Yes. They're each gonna take one of her names, which is how we're gonna learn her middle name.
That's great.
You know, in one of those trailers, Aloy is speaking as if she's speaking to Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true.
What if it's actually one of these?
Ooh, that's cool. That could be great. Well, with that, we enter the final round of Gamer Premonitions. Fourth round, final premonitions. Let's go. Mr. Feel, you start off this round.
So I'm going to counter Bob's first premonition.
Okay.
Which was that Aether was the focus. Am I, is that the right name? Did I say the right name?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Demeter.
Okay.
Because Demeter is the one explicitly in charge of the floral biosphere, plant life.
Mm.
And there was already weird stuff going on in Zero Dawn because of the metal flowers.
Right.
And then when Aloy finds Elizabeth Sobeck's remains, there's like a weird formation of purple flowers around her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think the red blight, which is making all the plant life die, is going to be Demeter fucking up.
Mm. Hmm. Yeah.
and hopefully not due to input from Tom Farrow.
Like either he's glitched in evil or you track him down and he's like, fuck, help.
Also, another reason I think this is that if I'm remembering Greek myth right, Demeter has some kind of shit going on with Hades. like Hades carried off her daughter or something like that. So I could see there being some kind of like, no, Hades really fucked up Demeter.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that really is. Yeah.
Demeter is Persephone's mother, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is really possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. We now go to Bob for his final premonition.
All right. We know this has a Stark side cast with Kirrian Moss. Mm-hmm. They're getting some famous, like, female action hero sort of characters. So I think that in this game, Michelle Yeoh is going to holographically teach you Kung Fu.
Holy shit.
The one survivor of the Apollo's destruction, Michelle Yeoh. You kidding?
Well, I mean, it's you find old tapes of her.
They're tapes? Like,
yeah, they're holotapes from the 22nd century or whatever. And she's going to teach you. Because we see the Chinese dragon hologram in one of the trailers.
Yes.
So, yeah, obviously you find some sort of form of Chinatown. That's where Aloy learns Kung Fu.
Oh, that's exciting.
How improved do you think this melee system is going to be?
Not at all. I'm hopeful that it's good.
God. And then Aloy will find the hologram of Sigourney Weaver, who teaches her how to use a power loader.
It just drives it into Silence's chest.
Yes. Yeah.
He's honestly, like, I was thinking of Silence and the power loader when Phil was talking about it earlier. He's just fused with a giant machine suit. Get away from her, you bitch.
Holy crap.
I'm very excited to learn Kung Fu in the new Horizon game, Bob. Thank you for letting me know that's what I'm signing up for.
No problem.
We now go to Dr. Agro for his final premonition. Dr. Agro.
So I was going to pick a different one, but now I have to go with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Overcome with hubris after improving the dodgy melee from the first game, Gorilla will overreach and try to make elemental-based fist weapons that will either have shit range and be completely useless outside of extreme edge builds, or rubber band you to enemies so hard that you might as well be flash stepping.
I want that one. I want that one. I want Aloy to just be Elemental Fist Doom guy, ripping and tearing these machines.
Because that, I mean, like, you tried the melee in the first game. On my second playthrough, I figured out that if you use it mainly for spacing, you can turn and hit a light attack at an enemy, and you'll just rubber band 10 feet. I used it for spacing solely. It was great.
That's very exciting. I'm glad that we're slowly just going to build out her repertoire of melee weapons to be Devil May Cry 3 or God of War 3, depending. It's really good. I hope it's a flash step one. Okay. Final premonition for me and the final one for this show. A lot of pressure on me. So there's going to be a new stat in this game. They haven't talked about it all.
Mm.
They're going to add another, because, you know, one of the core pillars of why they made Horizon Zero Dawn is they wanted to make a Western open world RPG.
Okay.
So they're going to add a new stat for Aloy, and it's going to be charisma. Okay. And at the end of the game, after defeating the rebels and the cultists, Aloy will have a final climactic battle of the wits with Silence, where the player could choose from three different icons that largely don't change what was said. But if you use the brain, you talk Silence into jumping off the cliff and killing himself.
Yeah, that would be really funny, and I love that, so I hope so.
It would shoot this way up my charts.
Yeah.
It's weird. If you get Aloy's charisma high enough, her face becomes less round.
She just gets a bulbous head.
I have the Max Payne smile constantly. She can now talk dinos into killing themselves.
Every fucking enemy in the world map can now be engaged in dialogue as Aloy debates them.
But yeah, it'll be really good. The three different icons will have sentences underneath them, just like the prior game, but the sentences will be one word different. It did not seem to have that much of a difference, but if your charisma is maxed out and you select brain, you skip the final battle entirely via that. Based on these premonitions, gentlemen, I am very excited for Horizon Forbidden West.
Yeah, if even half of this is true, it'll be good.
Yeah, if half of this is true, everyone will be left spinning, trying to figure out what happened. The narrative and game mechanic equivalent of putting someone in a chair and spinning the chair and making them stand up and walk on a straight line. I would like to thank my co-hosts for joining me for this episode of Gamer Premonitions, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Premonitions. This show, like our other podcasts, is only possible with the generous time our co-hosts have given to us and the equipment we've bought to make it higher quality and easier to produce. Please consider supporting our podcast series on our Gigaboots Podcast Patreon, and look forward to more Gamer Premonitions and Big Think Dimension in the future.